This week's parsha is Parshas Bishalach. We see a continuous theme, and we'll see this a lot. They so complain. They say, oh, we don't have this, we don't have that. And right before the month, they complained about the fact that they didn't have bread. It was better where we are. And we see a lot of that. We see a lot of that. Jewish people, something they like to complain. Oh, we don't have a lot. And you try to think, like, you just saw everything that had happened in Mitzrayim. The sea just split. Like, why are you complaining? What is it that's getting Bnei Yisrael to complain? Why are they so upset? Okay, we didn't have this. You trusted that God was able to do that, and now He's not going to have a plan for this. And I think this is one of the biggest struggles we face as people, and it's been really for the past 2 years. It's been highlighted that we just need answers. It's very hard for us not to know what's going to happen next. It may very well be that the Jewish people are like, yeah, of course Hashem's going to come through. Of course Hashem's going to make sure that we have bread and we're not going to starve. But right now, I don't know what's going to be. And I can't have a emunah that everything's going to work out, because if I don't have my exact picture painted for me, like, how am I going to live? And sometimes, like, the biggest struggle you'll see is that a person's in first grade, they're 6 years old, and they've already been determined by their parents, their family, they're going to be a doctor, they're going to be a lawyer. And they have to have their whole life shaped out for them. But we don't always have to have them. We have to know the life is going to play out. The world is going to play out. And things will be okay. And we just have to have that level of belief. And you don't have to complain. Oh, I don't know. Oh, I don't have bread now. I don't have bread. Okay. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu is running the world. He knows what to do. He's got his eye on the pulse. He knows what's going to be. And I can believe that everything will be okay. And I don't have to complain about now. I don't have to live in the now. I can understand that there's a bigger being who understands the full picture and knows what's going on. Have a wonderful Shabbat.